Will talk to us about the second part of the solution. As we talked, as I introduced, we think that there are two main factors that can contribute to helping enterprises and companies to introduce health promotion strategies. It's the presence of the GP2S and its work daily, and also the LT Enterprise Standard. And we believe that the standard is, of course, a structuring approach to integrate prevention and health promotion best practices and strategies in workplaces. So, Mr. Bertrand, can you explain to us how
Sure.
the standard was developed, please?
Sure. Well, I'm going to try to be as clear as possible. Yes, why such a standard? This is the question maybe you have spontaneously in your mind. It stems from an observation I've made when I was acting as a minister responsible for public health in Quebec. And at that time I observed that we had a lot of information, very inspiring information on how we can have a positive impact on health within environments. And this is true for working environments. But one problem, the question was, how can we use all these pool of knowledge more efficiently in working environments, in enterprise? I saw two kind of problems. First of all, these information seemed not to be formatted in a way that could be integrated in an enterprise process, in working environment processes, first of all. And secondly, public health authorities and experts in the public health domain had so much to do in other sectors that no energy was available to help working environments to produce better health. So the idea of working on a health center was to try to develop a process by which an organization or a plant can initiate some activities for better health in working environments in a process which is compatible to the normal way of doing in business, let's say, okay? So this was the idea of such a standard, and we choose a very strong type of process to produce such a standard. We'll talk about that later on. So the standard is a process compatible with a budget, business logic. This is the one part of the strategy, and the other one is to be able to have all these knowledge to be integrated to such a process to produce better health in working environment. How did we get there? La prochaine. When we knocked to the door of the Bureau de Normalisation du Québec, they asked me two questions. No, they offered me two options. The first one was to have a kind of private standard, but that a standard that could be a basis of reference within many others. At the same time that our members at GP2S were just asking us, can you give us a more fundamental basis for working for better health in our organization. We have a lot of providers, let's say. They have each one their own criteria or products, and we would need maybe a more fundamental basis on which we can base our actions. Okay. So the private standard for us would be only one reference among others, and the type of public standard, ISO type of standard, for us would be preferable because it would be the consequence of a much more, let's say, strict process to produce such a basis. The only problem was that we would have no business to do with that, GP2S, no revenues, that's for sure. And secondly, it costs double the price of the first option, and it takes double the time, deux fois plus de temps. But GP2S decided to focus on the public standard isotype option, and we gave a mandate to BNNQ to specify the requirements of an efficient program to promote health at the workplace based on best practice. And we had to do the financial, to find the financial resources. It was quite easy indeed, with the collaboration of the public health authorities, the CSST also, Assurance Desjardins and Power Foundation. It's very amazing, you know. We had to try to find about $400,000, and it was quite easy to find this financing. And it's a world premiere. So I would let Daniel go on about the BNQ Standard Development Organization.